Turn now to page 10 and this month's cover story, Divided America. Americans have never been as polarized as they are today. Is the US heading towards some sort of breakup? Our reporter believes that it's not quite as improbable as you might think. How united are the United States?
Not very. On the 6th of January 2021, a huge crowd of Trump supporters stormed the US Capitol in Washington, D.C. in an attempt to stop Democrat Joe Biden being officially declared the winner of the 2020 election. This insurrection resulted in 5 deaths and was the most serious defiance of America's constitutional norms since 1865, the year the Civil War ended. Indeed, for the first time since then, the division in the country is so profound that there is debate about whether the Union will continue in its present form.
Is this a similar situation to the Civil War?
No. The Civil War was caused by 11 of the country's 34 states seceding from the Union and creating the Confederate States of America. They were all southern, slave-owning states that opposed the arrival in the White House of the abolitionist Abraham Lincoln. Today, the geographical divide is less North versus South and more coastal versus Middle America. In electoral terms, this translates into blue, Democrat America, versus red, Republican America.
What divides Americans today?
Everything. Over time, America's two big parties, the Democrats and the Republicans, have differentiated themselves by adopting fixed positions on more and more social debates. Abortion, guns, free speech, race relations, religious fundamentalism, and so on. Even the pandemic is seen through a political rather than scientific prism, with millions of Republicans refusing to practice social distancing or wear masks in the name of freedom. As a result, Democrat and Republican voters today feel elections are about more than just politics and policies. 8 out of 10 registered voters say their disagreement with the opposite side is over core American values, and 9 out of 10 of them think that victory by the other side will do lasting harm to the USA. This is why elections, especially close ones, feel like existential struggles. Everyone is a patriot, but they have fundamentally different visions of the nation.
Are they different as people?
Yes. Democrat and Republican voters tend to live in different environments geographically and socially. In the simplest terms, the Republican vote is increasingly rural, white, and Christian. Traditional Republicans voted on the basis of economics. They favor free market capitalism, deregulation, and lower taxes. But the most toxic element of Donald Trump's popularism was to encourage extremist elements, religious fundamentalists, white supremacists, fascist militias, and wild conspiracy theorists. They are now a vocal part of the Republican base. Democrat voters, conversely, are increasingly urban, multiracial, and mildly religious or secular. But the party has a radical young socialist element whose views on gender, race, and sexuality terrify centrist Americans. The electoral division has deepened over time. In 1992, 38% of Americans lived in landslide counties, places where a presidential candidate won 20% or more votes than his opponent. Today, 60% of Americans live in landslide counties.
Could the USA break up one day?
Probably not. Even if certain states wanted to secede from the Union, the Constitution makes this extremely difficult. But what could happen is that the traditionally Republican states work together and traditionally Democrat states work together to form two Americas within the Union. In fact, many states already cooperate with each other on important issues. For example, because the national government has failed to act decisively on climate change, several Pacific US states have agreed joint CO2 targets and signed a climate treaty with China in their own name. It's called an interstate compact and is permitted by the Constitution. Some Americans think this concept could expand in coming decades. The blue and red states evolving into two federations with distinct societies and possibly their own presidents. Both would still be part of the USA, but act independently of Washington, D.C. when possible. Disengagement, then, may be the only way to achieve harmony.